Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And we are just having such a great week going through another section of Romans chapter 8. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm eating a spiritual steak every time we come in here. I feel invigorated. I feel like I'm getting the protein of God's word into my system. I love it. And the Lord is speaking to me. I think he's speaking to us. And the Spirit of God has been here with us as we've been walking together through these passages. We've been talking about, you know, all the way from last week, setting our mind on the things of the Spirit, to the beginning of this week, to saying, the Spirit of God does dwell in us. If we're baptized, God's Spirit dwells in us. And because of that, we are made alive because of righteousness. And so we're justified. And justification means we're sanctified, we're cleansed, and we're made righteous through Jesus' saving act. And that process of sanctification now extends, hopefully, until the day that we see Jesus face to face. And not only are our spirits made alive, but then our bodies will be made alive in eternity by the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that dwells in you. That dwells in you. It's amazing that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And not just like a bird. I'm not talking Holy Spirit like a dove that flies around. I'm talking the power, the TNT dynamite that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. It's amazing, friends. It's powerful words. And I pray, and I've been praying this every day, I pray that the Spirit of God is giving you grace to live it, is giving you grace to believe it. We have to get up every single day and we have to believe it again. And we have to believe it again and we have to choose it again and we have to choose it again. And like we talked about yesterday, which is where we're going to pick up today, is the Spirit gives us all of this. Jesus gives us all of this through his life, death, and resurrection, but we have to choose. And I think a lot of times we've chosen to follow Jesus, but then we're getting up in our everyday lives and we're just allowing life to run us over. And we're allowing our circumstances to dictate our path, and we're allowing all of these things to happen. And God wants us to stand up in our authority, put to death the desires of the flesh, and to walk in newness of life. God has given you a new path, one that is amazing, one that's powerful, one that is going to be a fulfillment of what God's called you to do. And he's walking with you. And it might not look like, I'm not saying it's like, oh, you're going to be in this great position of power and all this kind of stuff. It's like, no, it's going to be in your house. It's going to be in your classes. It's going to be in all of these different places that God has you in your life, but he's going to renew your spirit. And so we need to believe it, and we need to choose to set our minds, to choose to put to death. So we're going to go ahead and pray, and we're going to read our psalm for the day, Psalm 4. And some of the psalms are shorter, so when it is a short psalm, we're just going to read the whole thing. And then we're going to get into the next section of Romans chapter 8. If you'll join me in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Psalm 4, answer me when I call, O God of my right. Thou hast given me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry, but sin not. Commune with your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Lord, another lament from the heart of David, and we join in this prayer with him as we come before you. And we follow this instruction that when we're in times of distress, we cry to you, we commune with you, we're angry, but we don't sin, we offer sacrifices, and we choose to put our trust in you. And Lord, even when our circumstances are not right, even when they're hard, even when things are difficult, you are the joy of our hearts. You have put more joy in our heart than anything, than any treasure. And we will walk in peace because you, O Lord, make us dwell in safety, not our circumstances, not ourselves, not our own hearts. You make us dwell in safety. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to pick up where we left off. Again, we left off yesterday on putting to death the things of the flesh. And so we're going to go ahead and read that. I'm going to read that section again. So then, brethren, this is Romans 8, verse 12. We are debtors no longer to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may be glorified with him. Again, it's amazing, amazing passage. We left off saying, if you are walking in the Spirit, what will you do? What is proof of what you're doing? You're putting to death the deeds of the body. You're putting to death the deeds of the flesh. And remember, what is flesh? Sarx. It's our sinful fallen nature that has been buried with Christ. But we go through this process of putting it to death, right? And so now we're getting into, Paul is helping us declare our identity in Christ. And this is what we have to come back to over and over and over again, no matter how young we are, no matter how old we are. We have to come back to this place of being rooted in who we are. Like Paul says, we can speak in tongues of angels. We can do all these miracles. But if we don't have love, we are nothing. If we don't know who we are in Christ, we could be 100 years old. We could be fathers. We could be mothers. We could be sisters. We could be brothers. We could be spouses. But if we don't know in the depths of our hearts, and live out of the security that we are sons and daughters of God, we won't become who God is calling us to be. We will live in a place of insecurity. We will live in a place of fear. And so Paul is declaring who we are. He says, all who are led by the Spirit of God. Who are led by the Spirit of God? Those who are baptized. Those who have been made members of God's family. Remember, Paul says, he says earlier, you are in the Spirit. So this is you. All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. So he's declaring who you are. If you're listening right now, you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. This is fundamentally who you are. Not what you can do. Not how good you are. Not how many friends you have. Not on your own strength. And this is where these lies come in. These lies that say, first of all, I am what I do. That my identity is rooted in what I do. In my job, how good of a job I have. I remember when I was younger, it was if I was good at sports, if I was the best on the team, and it would make me so angry when I would miss a shot or when I wouldn't do something well. And I would get so flustered because my identity was so rooted in this reality that I was what I did, that I needed to be good at things because it was what I did. And that's a lie. It's a lie from the enemy. You are not what you do. You are not your gifts. You are not your talents. They're a part of you, but you are who God says you are. Another thing is I am what I have, right? I'm acquiring all of these possessions. I'm filling this hole inside of me. I am what I have. That's why I need to order another package on Amazon. That's why I need to have the best car. That's why I need to have the best clothes because I am what I have. I am what other people see. But no, you are not what you have. You are not what you own. You are who God says you are. And the final one is, I am what other people say I am. That we live and we take our identity and our meaning from what other people think of us. That we walk in a room and we're insecure and we're worried. We're living in the minds of others. And God is saying, don't live in the minds of others. Define yourself by who you say you are. And I say, you are my son and you are my daughter. You are in my family. You're not my slave. You're not my servant. You are my child. And no matter how far we get in the Christian life, no matter how advanced we are, no matter how much work we do for the kingdom, no matter how many kids we have of our own, we need every day to sit in that place and listen to the voice of this Father speaking over us, what he spoke to Jesus at his baptism. This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. This is my beloved daughter with whom I'm well pleased. I see you. I know you. You are mine, and I delight in you. And for some of us, we say, okay, I can accept that I'm God's son or daughter. I can accept that. I can live in that. But that place where he says, I'm pleased with you, there's something in us that moves away from that. We can't receive the delight of God. But this is so foundational that the Father wants you to sit with him and through that power of the Spirit to be able to begin to receive every day when I get up. I'm starting from a place of abundance. I'm not earning love. I'm not earning delight. I'm not earning the Father's gaze upon me. It's like sometimes we get up and we go on this treadmill and we're running and we're running and we're running. So by the end of the day, we can feel fulfilled. We can feel like we did something that mattered. We can fill a little bit the hole in that heart. We can prove that we're a good friend, that we're a good mother, that we're a good sister. We can prove that we're worth something. That look how good I am at my job, all these things. And that's not to say we're not supposed to be excellent. We are. We're supposed to be good at all these things to give glory to God. But God is saying, start from the place of delight. Start from the place where I'm pouring out my love upon you, where I'm saying you are secure in me and nothing you do today will make you earn or gain my love anymore or can make you lose it. You are a son or daughter of God. And he wants to say to you, I am pleased. I love you. I'm looking at you. I delight in you. I love to be with you. I trust you. I'm guiding you. I'm faithful to you. I like what I see. I love you, but I also like what I've made. You are beautiful. You are good. These are the things that the Father wants to speak over us as we commune with him, as we abide with him, because that as we sit there and we receive his delight, we live from a place of security. I am who you say I am. I believe it. It's not cheesy. It's not watered down. I am who you say I am. I am your daughter. And people can come at me like we read in the Psalms, right? There can be 10,000 against me. But you say that I am yours. And that is my place of security. Not who's coming against me, not the lies of the enemy, but I am led by the Spirit of God. So I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. That's what God is inviting you to be rooted in today through the power of the Spirit. So I want to challenge you, sit and don't just say, yes, I'm a child of God, but sit and receive God's delight in you as a father. And that might be uncomfortable, but push through the discomfort so that you can know that God is pleased with you, that he loves you, and live from that place today, friends. God bless you. Join us again tomorrow for our last day of this week, going through Romans chapter 8.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.